Facebook marketing business on Friday night. So that was a really amazing result for me. I've been trying to do that for 3 years, 4 years.
Congratulations.
So that's due to sort of really moving forward proactively. I was just writing my other wins. I've been holding some strategy sessions. I had 2 paid sessions on Skype last week. So one was a new patient who was referred from a member of INE who's moved, the patient's moved from America over to England. And another was one of my existing ones had a follow-up with me. And on Monday I had an amazing result. Patient's life's been completely transformed by my work. And another patient, so another patient was contacting me for an appointment. So I sent her an email with a package offer. Okay, so I'm still starting low. This is a package of 4 appointments in a year. But, you know, it was bound to be what she would go for. This is 2 appointments in a year. And she's accepted the package. And another patient who had, the lady who had really heavy, awful bleeding that stopped her working for 3 years, although she's got side effects because she's been taking unopposed high-dose progesterone, which she decided off her own back to stop the estrogens, her periods have stopped and she managed to go out for New Year's Eve. So she's had, had heavy bleeding for 3 years with anemia, and now she's having a period of 3 months.
Nice.
Woo! Woo! And I gave a talk today on stress in business. It was only a 10, 15, 20 minute talk. I did more of my story this time than I have done in the past, knowing that stories sell and facts tell. And it was really well received. It's a group I know very well, one of my networking groups. We've quite an intimate group of about 8. And they really loved it. And the result was that the people are wanting to talk with me. So
awesome. That's sounds great. I also heard some good wind from your ERC person who came here on Saturday, Jackie, for the potluck, that she had another period, 2 in a row, yes, after not having a period for like 6 years.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, absolutely. She's really over the moon about that. I've got loads of questions from our appointment on Monday from her, which I need to run across the FNC group. Donna couldn't attend the group call because
let's not get into that right now. Let's just go around. Sure. Okay, great.
So
thank you.
What I want from today is sort of how to re-engage with an evening after I haven't been engaging for a couple of months. Thank you.
Okay, great. Perfect. Yes. All right. How about Diane?
I have actually been spending a lot of time going deep in and reconnecting, because I've been, you know, struggling with how to structure things and what I want to pursue and stuff like that. From the practice builder call that we had a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm, I had written down like all the numbers and broken things down and stuff like that, and Deb and I are spending some time this weekend you know, organizing our funnels, like after the one-on-one call with you. And so we really have things much better structured. And so for me, sometimes getting focused, for me, that's like a huge win. So I'm celebrating that.
Getting focused. It's a good win.
Yes, and getting the funnel system. And
getting funnels organized, yeah. Like, so you know, right, instead of it being random. Yeah.
Yeah, and the rough draft of the ebook is ready, and so I will, as we're ready to forward with that. Okay,
good.
Steph just texted me and said she got the link, so she should be here.
Good. Okay, super. And Jane? Oh, and one thing you want to get out of today. I like that you added that, Allison, so I'm going to have everybody else add that. So, Diane, what's one thing you wanted to get out of today?
I'm sorry. I'm not really sure.
We'll explore it. Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'll think about those things.
Okay. Yeah. Good. All right. So Jane.
Okay. So. Let's see. When Lynn and I actually did a little mini, we called it our little reset, 5-day reset for her group. We did that last night. Oh. So that was kind of fun, collaborating with other people. We were, everybody, since I delayed my cleanse to March, people were like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? So I said, you know what, Lynn, let's make it really, so we decided we're going to make it really easy. And we pulled stuff out of ERC and we summarized. We said, can you guys do this for 5 days? And, we'll see what happens. So it was really well received. It was a lot of the foundational work. And I said, you get this foundational work done, you'll have no problem going to cleansing. And then, you know, I think my focus is really my gratitude is really in the work, the, transpersonal energy healing and mm-hmm. the stuff that Laura Fine has been working. I mean, I've really been in the trenches. It's kind of, it's a blessing and a curse. Because not only, I mean, I had my second call with Robin this morning. So like that is so rewarding in order to move somebody that's been stuck for so long, move them through a process. But at the same time, I'm also moving through my processes.
Oh, right.
That's yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome.
So, for today's call, I'm not quite sure, just kind of, I guess, go through, since my next cleanse is in March, just kind of going through the yeah. steps and deadlines and that kind of thing.
Right, because it's way not too soon to do a deadlines and a plan for a March cleanse. It's a good time to do it.
Yes.
And there's Steph! Hello!
Yay,
you made it. The only one missing is Lisa. I just texted her the link, too.
Working. Okay.
All right. So, we're going through. Oops, she's gone. You still
I'm here.
You speak?
Steph? I'm here.
Oh, okay. I just don't see you. We just went through and did one win or celebration or success or appreciation, something positive to start us off. And then if you want to, just a quick sentence on what you want to focus on today.
Oh gosh. Okay. So let's celebrate that I'm here on this call.
Good.
And we've made our calendar for this year. I still haven't made the list that I was supposed to make, but I'm halfway there. And we're talking about doing like a kind of a summit, and I'd like to talk to you about that on this call. Yeah.
Okay. Great. All right. So let's go back around to Allison. I'll do the timer thing. We have, let's just say we have an hour five. Let's say we have 10 times. Yeah. Let's say 10 minutes each. And we'll have a little extra at the end. So let me get my clock going and my timer. I'll set it for 10 and I'll set it for 9. So we have a warning and I'll say start. Okay. Go for it, Allison.
Can I just say three things? Firstly, I had a great call with Jane on Saturday evening. Thank you, Jane. Do you know what? I ended up giving some spiritual healing to my private client on Monday, and it was like the icing on the cake. First time she'd ever experienced it. It was brilliant. So thank you, Jane, for that.
You're welcome.
So the two things is the e-zine clarification, how to re-engage a list who I haven't actually sent an e-zine out to since my launch in October, because I've been so distracted by other things. And the second thing is I was just talking to the doctor who's teaching me acupuncture, and she wants to start a private clinic, and he wants to tap into all my knowledge, and it's just so tempting to be distracted along the lines of doing a mastermind group for doctors who are setting up privately and connecting them with Facebook specialists and all of that through my network and doing sort of webinars that I can record on each of the subjects. Is that a very stupid thing to do when I'm trying to concentrate? Thank you.
You know, I think it's a good thing to do down the line, but I think you really have to focus on your practice right now and getting it where you want to be, because if you're wanting to help people set up, it's one thing to help them set up, but if they see that you're successful, they're going to be more likely to want to get your help. And if they see that you're just still struggling to get it set up, they're going to go, do I really want to necessarily do what she's telling me? Cause it's not, it hasn't worked for her yet.
Yeah.
Right. So I see that, you know, and having a little quick consultation with somebody like that, if they ask you questions, hey, let's set up a consultation. I'll charge you this much. You can pick my brain. I can give you some resources, would be a fine use of your time, right? Because it doesn't take a lot of prep and et cetera. But if you're going to start to put some things together, then you saw how much it took to put together things for your class. And you're like me, you think, oh, good, let's go there, let's do this, everything, yeah. yes. And then you realize how much work it actually is. It's always triple what you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what I would say on that. So as far as how to re-engage, so you haven't sent an email since October.
Yeah.
It's a new year. You have a great excuse. Hey, yeah. I'm just checking in. I'm getting started. I'm going to be doing this newsletter regularly at this interval of time. Happy New Year. You know, share with me to get them engaged, right? Write back and share with me what some of your goals are for the new year. Do you have specific goals related to your health? What would you like to do? That way you get engagement. You can send them to your Facebook page to do that. I say, hey, go respond to this post on my Facebook page. And you could actually put a pinned post if you wanted to that says, you know, you're engaged here about what you want in the new year. And then just give them an idea, like get some feedback from them. Like I'm thinking about these topics for sharing in my newsletters and make them really hot, juicy topics and say, is there anything else that you're interested in? What else would you like for me to be sharing with you? What's hot? What's your top health challenge that's, you know, eating away at you?
Yeah.
Right. And again, I would interweave some of your story, right? I would interweave some of your story just like for that kind of thing, just a little bit about, you know, after, I'm really excited because after having been in practice with the NHS for this long and having all this experience and being somewhat frustrated with not seeing patients really get well, I'm excited to be sharing these functional medicine approaches and nutritional approaches that actually have the potential for true healing. So, and you're really succinctly, who are you, your mission? Right. Remember we talked about doing a little video like that to let people get to know you before you, you know, spend an hour explaining that to people who are going, huh? Right. You mean you're just not going to give me a prescription? What I thought this was just a bioidentical prescription appointment. So really just like every single newsletter out there, a little bit more on philosophy, where you stand, the kind of amazing results, like have a section of your newsletter that's results. I just want to share, you know, so-and-so who hadn't had a period in X years is now getting her period. That's all you have to say. So these are the kinds of things that can happen when you apply these approaches that I'm now doing. And that's it, you know, and stay tuned, watch it. Don't try to sell a strategy session or anything. Just use it as a pure give. And I'm going to be doing these newsletters to share this information because it has to be shared. I'm passionate about sharing it. I'm passionate about people getting their purpose and really being able to live the way the life they deserve. And when they feel your passion and they also get your expertise and you share little teeny tidbits of what the kind of successes people are getting, you know, so somebody reads that and go, I haven't had my period in this long, or, oh, I wonder if she can fix people who don't have their period. I wonder if she can help people who have painful periods. Right. I wonder, you know, so it just gets the ball rolling. And each time you share a little bit different aspect of it, you know, somebody with digestive issues whose digestion is now working again. I mean, you can even share aha moments that you've had in going through our program and learning, oh my God, all these years I've given Nexium to people for their acid reflux. And I now learn that blah, 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 low stomach acid. And then you have an article about, you know, go to my blog and read my article about this. Or, wow, I learned that I might not have been testing thyroid correctly for all these years. Go to my blog and read my article. And you have tons of articles out there on all these topics. And you can just actually, here's what you might want to do is go and just go through your blog and see what all the articles you have are. You probably already do this because you're recycling them. Is to go there and then just target your newsletter to be like a specific topic that sends them to your blog and gets the conversation going. And then you can have a call to action. Oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. I just did this. And oh, why don't you download my Elixirs for Hormone Balance book, right? And you can in your newsletters, engage them, give them something good to do, and then send them to something where they're going to opt in, get engaged. And the more engagement you have, the more they're going to be really like looking forward to the next time you do your webinar series. Make sense? Or when you get it evergreened, They're going to want to go through that and be excited. So the whole goal of this is building relationship, building trust, getting to know you like you trust you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that all make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I think maybe an easy in every 2 weeks would be good.
I would start with that.
Now that sounds really great. I had one person who I spoke to on Skype who I'd sent them the link to the joint venture weight loss program that basically a fellow USANA associate is doing. Really good. It's got Tabata exercise videos and things. Really good. And loads of recipes and things. But she said she clicked on the link and was expecting to see my face there on the sales page, so she didn't buy. So that's really interesting. So they are, as you say, all waiting for me to release my programs.
They are. They are. Yeah. And, you know, that leads to one thing. If you are going to be doing something with someone, right, so is to have an opt-in page that gets them seeing you guys together. So that I want to do more of that with joint ventures. It's like, okay, so if you're going to send somebody to opt in for my video series, let's create an opt-in page for you, special one for hot affiliates, right, which has the picture. And that's what Charlotte Jacobs did when I sent out about that call, and I actually did that with her. And that created a lot of trust, whereas if she just blindly sent out something to my list, or I just sent them there and it wasn't me with her, there would have been less people, but she got quite a number of people to sign up for her to go to her weekend thing, which is an awesome weekend, by the way. But the thing is that it's that trust factor, and that's interesting that you're getting that feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Anything else?
Yes, there was, and it just left my brain. And
I wrote down acupuncture, something about, you've been learning acupuncture for somebody in your,
Yeah, so it was that doctor, but yes, I've just been doing an acupuncture clinic now. Well, that's the timer, so if I think of it, I might mention it at
Please
the end. But I can't.
Great,
thank you.
Good. When those timers ring, it's like we have like a minute left to wrap
but
up
I can
and whatnot.
Catch up later. That's a really, really good idea. Thank you.
All right, super. Okay, who wants to be next? Don't all jump at once.
I can go. Yeah, okay. I can go next.
Diane. You're garbled a little bit, so I don't know if it's you could be closer to your mic or I don't know what's going on. No,
not a problem for me because we know I'm loud. Actually, what you were offering to Allison, I found extremely helpful for myself because it actually gave me some focus, which is what I was saying was my current challenge. So if I come up with something else that's more specific, I'll let you know later. But I was busily taking notes. It was like, I think this applies to me. I think Allison asked what I need.
That's
so
great.
So go ahead and let Jane.
Okay. All right. Jane. You there?
Yeah. Sorry, had to get my mute.
Okay, good.
My next cleanse is scheduled for March 20th. It would have to close by March, 8th or 9th.
You mean registration would close on it.
Registration would close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So backing up from there, are you going to use the same opt-in series or are you going to do a different one? What are you going to do?
I was going to do a different one, I think, just give different information. I was thinking about I don't know. I have to think about this. What I was thinking about doing is focusing on you just removing toxins out of, you know, your life, out of your house. Yeah. And then you kind of somehow working into removing them then out of your body and moving into the cleanse, somehow crafting it that way. That's my thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So leading in with something related to the dangers, the toxins in the environment and the dangers they have in your body. I mean, it might be a good thing. Mm-hmm. The connection with digestion, making the connection with hormone and endocrine disruptors and that sort of thing.
Right.
So that people
exactly.
have focus,
yeah.
right? So they really going, oh yeah, I got to get these toxins out of my life. And then, you know, leading from there to, oh, and by the way, these have accumulated in your body and they may be actually still there and they accumulate in fat tissue. And then you can make the whole connection to weight loss, which is what so many people want. Oh, maybe that's why I have all this extra weight around me because it's toxic and my body can't get rid of it and blah, blah, blah. So I think that could be really right. good. Are you thinking videos, audios, PDFs? What are you thinking for doing that?
I'll probably do a video. I don't think I'll do like the 3-part video series. I think I'll probably just do one. I want to try to keep it a little bit simpler this time. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. I was doing two things last time. I was reconnecting with my clients, and then I was also doing the webinar, you mm-hmm. know, that I did with you. So I just want to do one thing.
Okay. So I would say that
you have like one webinar.
Yeah, like really get them wet for it and start now. Like start emailing on a regular basis and just little tidbits in your newsletter. Like, did you know that? Like, oh, I just read an article about this and how, you know, getting them and stay tuned. In a few weeks, I'll be letting you know how I'm in the process of making a video because I just really feel like people need to know this stuff. Right. So mm-hmm. you're whetting their appetite and getting them excited about something that you're going to be releasing later.
Yeah, I just ran across actually a study too, that they just did over a year long period on, glyphosate.
Great.
Which was really, really good. Had a lot of good information and pretty much proved that, you know, it causes fatty liver.
Yeah. Super. So, yeah, little tidbits like that because people are in a hurry and they don't necessarily want a whole big long video series and 14-page PDF. They just want to get the mm-hmm. idea, and you really want to get them excited about the what and the problem, not the solution yet. Just getting them like, oh, well, this is a problem. Then they're like, I wonder what the solution is. How do I get around this? And then you introduce
yeah.
the solution. My experience with doing these huge launch things and having, you know, 3 video series and all that, I don't see it being all that much better than doing a more simple thing. Right?
Where
to test that out. But, you know, the numbers of people we got from doing that, really a lot of the people came from just like getting reconnected with them via email and really reinforcing the value. So I'm rethinking the launch strategy as well because it's bloody expensive and time consuming and stressful yeah. when you're doing the 3 videos and
really
different times and all the
yeah.
different options and keeping track of it. So.
Yeah. And I, it's taken me until the last couple of weeks to really, you know, just get back in the groove of things.
Yeah.
And, I just want it to be a little bit easier and effortless. Mm-hmm. And I'm, also getting, you know, a team that can help me and do a little bit more. So I'm not doing so much myself.
Great.
So we'll see how that goes. But, you know, my thought of on it too is that I can do little teasers in like little 1-page PDF files. Hey,
yeah.
here's a great thing for you to have on your refrigerator, or here's, you know.
Yeah.
You know, here's yeah. a little tidbit here, you know, this is what you can do to, you know, spruce up the, you know, the kitchen or, you know, I don't know how I would say it, you know, make your kitchen toxic free or whatever it is. You know, here's your little, and so if I throw those things out, whether it's in a blog or an email, you know, on Facebook and that kind of thing and start, you know, generating the interest that way.
Yep. The other thing you might consider yeah. is Facebook Live. It's
super, yeah,
super easy to do yeah. and people love it. I mean, out of the blue yesterday, 11 o'clock in the morning, we had 46 people watching and that was just in one group. That was just in the sweet spot group. Like when I do it mm-hmm. out to the whole, you know, my whole audience, and I do something like that last minute. Hey, I'm coming on Facebook Live in 10 minutes. Join us. And that's not the best way to do it. And I'm working on strategies. I'm learning some strategies from people who are doing it successfully. But even that, and you get like tons of people that share it and come on, especially if you're getting in there and thinking about like you're in your kitchen and you're just going to show some stuff, right? Or so pictures of the bad stuff. So show alternatives. Remember, I've been talking in my blog about these bad things. Well, here's a couple of alternative products that you may want to consider that don't have all that crap in it, or put some essential oils in a spray bottle with water and spray that instead of the crappy old air freshener that's disrupting your hormones. So just little quickie things like that, that you can do as a tease for your, and I'm working on a video to put all this together that's going to be really awesome, and I'll let you know when it's ready, right? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I would say
so
that.
It looks like probably, yeah.
Start now.
Yeah. It looks like probably the webinar. Yeah. The webinar will probably have to be on March 7th. And then, you know, closing, I did like
no,
the
give
quick
them more
closing
time.
Cart.
No, I would give them a week to close cart. Now you have the
really?
Time. Before you didn't.
Because I was
5 days, 5 to 7 days. 2 days is not enough for people to make a decision.
Okay, so then do it the week before, then do it then the
28th.
I would
28th. Do it the week before, like the 28th to the, or the 1st or somewhere around there. And then, because you're going to close the cart by say the 8th or 9th. Yeah, you got to give people a little bit of time. And also you do the webinar, and then you have the option of either doing it again or doing playing the encore or just sending out the replay. It's best if you can set it up so that they can watch it whenever they want to, but, you know, not whenever they want to, but at certain times, like an ever webinar type thing. But it just is going to simplify it. If you do it once really well, like Susan Pierce Thompson, and she just did, she's doing this launch right now, and her webinar was recorded because the time she did it live, she got like 2,000 people to pay her $1,000 each to be in her program. So why fight with success, right? Why try to do it again? So if you do it and it does well, you can replay it. And if you do it and it doesn't do all that well, you can always say, hey, so many people missed this, and I have a few extra things I want to add, so you get the people back that did it. And I found out some new research. I want to just add a couple of things to it. I'm doing this again on this date.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the time to do that.
Right.
Right? If you just rush it and you have that 2 days, you're like, okay, nobody liked this. I flopped the webinar. Now what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So end of the month. And then if you're going to go from there, you know, give them five days before that to actually sign up for it. They're finding it used to be I'd do a week and a half before a webinar, and they're finding now that, you know, 5 days is about the max because people forget why they even signed up for it. I mean, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can do that. And then, so if you were doing it, say the 28th, so say
one,
around the
23rd, 4, 5. So the 23rd.
Yeah. So around the 23rd, you start announcing it. And, that gives you plenty of time now to like just re-engage people. Cause I haven't seen you do a newsletter in a while. Maybe I'm just missing it, but
yeah, no, you're not missing it.
Okay. So like Allison, everything I said to Allison, just start re-engaging them.
Well, they're re-engaging me because everybody's reaching out to me.
Yeah.
So they're like, when is it?
Good. Yeah. So re-engage the ones that aren't reaching out to you then.
Yeah.
And start posting on Facebook and sharing it and getting people to like it and that sort of stuff.
Okay. Very good.
All right. Cool.
Very good.
Thank you. Yeah.
I just remembered my other thing. I've got a telephone answering service and appointment booking service starting next week.
A telephone answering service?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they actually will answer your phone for you?
Yeah, so they'll be able to answer inquiries about the clinic and book appointments.
Perfect. Awesome.
Including Skype calls and my strategy sessions.
Fantastic. That's great. People love to reach out and get an actual person. Not me. I like to do it online, but most people like to reach out and actually get a real person and get a book appointment booked. Yeah. There's a lot of folks still like the old fashioned telephone. Yeah. Good. Good job. Great job. Steph.
Hey,
there you are.
Hey, yeah, so that was pretty useful, what you were talking about with Allison, again, about the newsletter, getting everyone re-engaged, because I just haven't had the heart for that the past little while.
Yeah, but it's only been a month or so, because you were engaging people every week for a really long time. And one of the things, if you are going to back out like that, what we're going to do is I cannot deal with doing a newsletter every week. It's just too much stress on the team, and it doesn't seem to be economically feasible to do. So I'm going to back it off to once a month. But I'm going to do one last one at the end of January to say, hey, we're going to be just doing this once a month. And I may do once a month for practitioner, once a month for consumers, so that way I could do it, because we were trying to just, it was crazy. So I think that it's good to let people know. Like, always let people know what to expect, how often you're going to be communicating. And when they first sign up on your list, this is something people have been coaching me on, is like really have this nurture series that they get on. They say, hey, thank you, I'm so excited, I'm really happy to share this. Here's what to expect from me. You know, I'm going to be reaching out to you a couple of times a week, a couple of times a month, once a week, whatever it's going to be. Right. I'm going to be sharing a newsletter on a regular basis. I'm going to be sending you to my amazing blog with lots of recipes and lots of really good stuff. And from there, you know, you're just going to learn a lot. And every now and then I may send you to like a live webinar that we're doing, and, you know, maybe a video, and just give them an idea when they sign up of what to expect from you. So if you already have these people engaged and you've never told them what to expect, say, hey, it's a new year. I've been, you know, setting up, trying to figure out what the best way for me to serve you is. So here's what I'm thinking, and here's what we're going to try. I'm going to be, you know, doing a full-blown newsletter every 2 weeks, once a month, whatever. I'm going to be sending you tidbits in between, little video clips that I've done, little recipes I've put together. And they expect it, and they, they want it, right? Yeah. Okay, so we'll start your timer. Okay. So what did you want to, you said, let's see. Oh, what did I write down? I didn't write it down. So tell me what you wanted to. Oh, I did, but it's way back up there.
We have an idea for doing a sort of a summit later this year, probably not until the fall. And I wanted to get kind of everyone's opinion about a couple things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me what your goal is. What's your purpose? Why are you thinking about this?
Yeah, well, okay, so for me, I need to build my list.
Right.
Yeah, so that's my deal. But, yeah, I also would like to create, like, a more of a holistic gut kind of community.
Holistic gut community is what you said?
Holistic gut community. Yeah, so I'm moving all of my, like, if you want to have an appointment or whatever, I'm moving everything over to holisticgut.com. Which is almost finished. And I'm going to have some other people on there as well. So it's not going to be just me. It's going to be other people. Like a virtual office.
Nice.
And I'm not going to have, so they can't contact me through stephjackson.com. That's just information and programs. And so then there's holisticgut.com, where we're going to have like specialists in different areas of gut health, basically.
When you say having specialists, what does that mean? Having them available to people to, or just available, like writing articles, or what does that mean?
Available for people to book, and I'm going to post articles from these people's different websites and different work that they do.
Okay, and so what's your goal with that? What do you want to do with that?
Yeah, so my goal with that is to streamline the way that I accept clients and not have the clients that I don't want, and support other people and also getting their clients, and just have it make more sense. I've set up like a sequence for people when they sign up, where they basically they go through a series of assessments. So like right away they sign up to get their free gift, and then they go through a series of assessments that can help them to kind of narrow down which area of their gut they're having an imbalance in. And then they can kind of get exposed to a bunch of material from the different practitioners, and then they'll have an opportunity to have a session with them.
So is your idea to be getting a percentage, like an affiliate percentage from the stuff that you've done? And so you're looking to, are these people that you've trained in your program, or are these people?
Some of them.
Some of them?
Some of them, yeah.
Okay.
And it's a small group, but so I'd be getting a small percentage. And we would each, like, if I have a strategy session with someone and I think that they'd be better off working with somebody else, I can wholeheartedly recommend this other person to them, and sell this other person's package, so it's just, it's more collaborative. So I don't feel like I'm working on my own all the time.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been feeling like a burden having private clients, and I want it to feel like it's something that has momentum and life.
Right.
So yeah, right. I've spent a good amount of time the past couple months setting up this website.
Wow, this is the first we've heard of it. You've been doing this in secret.
I've been doing a lot of stuff in the background here, just trying to like re-dream the dream to be something that I love.
Yeah,
and so that's the thing about that. But I want to kind of launch a summit through there, but I'd like it to be more of a giveaway. In that when people sign up for the summit, it's not like you can watch this video for 24 hours and then it goes away forever.
Right. Or you pay me $100 and then you can have it forever.
Yeah. Like, I just have so much fatigue with that paradigm.
People do.
And so then there's this new paradigm where people are like, okay, well, we can have a summit where nobody gets anything and everything costs money. And that is also
there are two of them where everything's free, but they're not monetizing. And they're paying a fortune to get the summit put on. And then because I talked to somebody the other day, I'm like, I got interviewed by, I'm like, okay, so how are you going to monetize this? Like, who's paying the VA that's setting this up for you?
Exactly.
Like,
It's crazy. So that's not working.
There has to be a monetization.
None of these things are working. So my idea for the monetization scheme is, well, so first of all, people would sign up for the event. They would be given an interview every day, which they basically, the gateway to get into the interview is to go through an opt-in page. So the person who I'm interviewing gets those leads.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, it's like Karen Noller did hers that way too.
She did that for gift giveaways.
Yeah.
So this is more like a gift giveaway.
But it's an interview. Yeah, it's like an interview giveaway.
So they can sign up for the full summit. Then they get the right for you to email them with that, and then that you can, because
they
could be good because
they
won't be so overwhelmed. Right?
Exactly. They can and if there's something that they're really not into, like, hell, don't sign up for it.
Don't sign up for it.
So there's that. And then I was thinking, I have a bunch of things that are like a $97 value. I'm also like really fatigued with bonuses from summits where it's like a bunch of ebooks that I'm like,
it's over.
And I'm never going to look at them. I just download them. And so my idea was to get, something that's mine, that's a $97 value, like a program or something that's actually like a thing. Everybody could donate something that's like about this value, and then they could all get like 80% commission on the sale of this bundle of stuff from people that they bring. So, if that makes any sense.
All right, but so instead of giving them a bunch of free ebooks, you're going to make them pay for them.
Yeah, I'm going to sell a package of stuff.
But it's a package, but is it still not going to solve the overwhelm factor? That's where I'm...
The deal is that it's going to be less things, so it'll be like 10 things, and it'll be things that have value, like a cleanse or a program or like not an ebook. And so basically, like, if I was a participant, I would donate something that's $97, and I would get an 80% commission on the sale of a package of things that might be like $197 or $297 or something, for a package of like 10 things that actually have real value, as opposed to like a bunch of ebooks.
Do we get the people to realize that they have real value versus it's just another one of those bonus packages? And
right, because my hope is that it'll be something that's actually like a real thing on someone's website.
It would have to be. It would have to be.
Like a real thing.
They could go there and go, huh, You want to give the link, right? I would give the link to it because then they could go there and they could go, oh, it's $3.97 on her website. She's given it to me for $97. She's given me that plus all this other stuff for $197. And even if I only use that one, I'm still saving $200.
Right. But, exactly.
Okay. So what you need to do to be able to sell that is to be able to build the value. Like for anything, you have to build the value. Same thing when you're giving away bonuses for a program. If you give too many bonuses, you don't have time in a webinar to really build the value of all of that. And I think that's what a lot of us have done over and over. We just keep putting more stuff in thinking that's what people want and need when it's not. They need results. So you're really going to have to, I would say, from the start of this thing, and are you going to kick the thing off? Like for free, I would say you have to have either an interview of somebody interviewing you or just a straight out really good high quality presentation that gives them good value, but then tells them more about how this thing's going to work because they'll be confused if you don't.
Yeah.
Right. If it's just a few words on the site, they're going, how is this different from the Healthy Gut Summit? How is this different from all the other 50,000 summits I see every day?
Right.
Yeah, but you're getting a more engaged audience.
Great. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I think it's a good idea. I would keep it to no more than 12 people participating.
Okay.
A lot of these summits get to be 30 people and it's overwhelming. And Lisa Sasevich did this whole telesummit course that I actually took from her years ago. And it was like, no, don't do it this way. Do it with 12 at the most, you know, 10 to 12 people. You could even do it with 6 or 8. It's quality, not quantity. And it will be perceived as something very different if it's 6 or 8 versus even 12 is a lot. Where it's a high quality, it's just like almost like an event. So I've been thinking about doing something not that that would be more like an event. Like, oh, come to our Shine event for 3 days. No, come to our online, you know, holistic gut thing.
Right. Where it's like a live
3 days and just have it.
Yeah.
That's another option. But yours is different. And so once they opt in for that, would they then have, okay, so they opt in and they want to get my interview with you. So it's an interview with you, right? Is that right? Oops. Trip over the dog.
Is it alive?
Oh, funny. There you go.
Okay. So, yeah.
So that it would be an interview with you. So if you get Allison or me or somebody to do this with you, this is going to be an interview with us, with you asking the questions that you want us to present rather than us putting our own agenda. Whoops, we just lost your sound. Your sound.
Let me try this again.
Can hear you.
Now you're muted. Unmute. We can't hear you.
Oh, no, here we go.
There you go. Now we can hear you. Yay!
Sorry. Must be when I threw my phone. It could be your agenda also. Like, it would make sense for you to also have it segue into something.
Yeah, to make it segue, right, of course. Yeah. But it would be you kind of directing it, whereas somebody else might meander and not cover the things that you think you really find a value that you want to present.
I really want this to be of high value and not just kind of like so tell me about your website kind of like.
I would say that if you create it as a curriculum and you're the queen of curriculum, right? You create it as a curriculum. Day one, we're going to cover this. Day two, we're going to go, and each day it could build, it could get more intense, it could get, you know, more diverse with the gut. There's so many places, you know, you have one that goes to the gut brain, one that talks about SIBO, one that talks about H. pylori, you know, so that it builds almost a curriculum, which is going to engage people enough that they're going to want to sign up for all of them.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
If you go through the digestive tract.
And you just kind of make it like, what's the plan? By the end of this thing, you're going to know this. You're going to be able to that. You don't get that with summits. You get these crazy pie in the sky things about how you're going to know everything you need to know how to live a vibrant life. Like, I'm going to send this out to my list. Like, oh, yeah, this summit is the all and the end all. And now you're going to know exactly what to do. It's BS. Come on. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's too much. It's too much. And
but
it's not
very right. specific objectives as if it's a course that you were doing, only right. you've got different people doing it. Because I think that could really go over well. Because I think people are getting burned with the summit model. I think that what happens is, and I'm hearing this from a lot of folks, is you build your list temporarily, and then most of them are just looky lookers, and then they opt out. So you lose half your list. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And so what good is that? It's a lot of work. So build the list based on them really loving you and knowing what you do. Even when you do affiliate launches, you lose a lot of those people. They come, they get your free stuff, and then they leave. Right? There's a lot of people like that. And so after an affiliate launch, I was shocked the first time, and Ocean said, oh yeah, you're going to lose at least 30% of your list. I'm like, what? What? All that work? Yeah. Yeah. So it's really best building it with, you know, like in trust. That's getting out to their audiences. They're seeing, oh yeah, this looks like a great thing. And my, you know, this person I've been following for all this time is doing this one topic and all these other topics I want to learn. Because nobody really cares about, you know, how do you be vibrant in midlife? They want to know a specific thing. Like, how do I overcome hot flashes? How do I get over my farts, you know, in public? How do I, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But so if I come up with a decent strategy to really monetize this for people, and I am willing to give them, you know, 80 to even 100%.
75%.
Well,
No. Don't say
it's Donna Gates. If it's Donna Gates,
yeah, you can 100%. Change it for Donna Gates, right? people are known, but I wouldn't do that for everybody.
Okay.
I would have a commission range, right?
Because I can't offer you a list. All I can do is offer you something that looks like you're going to make.
But you are offering a list. You are because they're going to get the opt-ins for their talk. And if you do a summit, let's just say you get 20,000 people to sign up for your summit, right? And they have a really hot topic. Maybe of those 20, especially when you first have them opt in, then they get to see them and they go click, 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 right?
Yes.
And let's think about technology wise, how we could set it up so it's easy for them to opt into each one as opposed to them having to put their email address in again and again and again,
exactly.
Right? That you can just click who they want to be on. And it says you're going to be added to this person's, you know, email list and has all the little disclaimer things. But then you're offering them a list, but you're also offering them financial incentive and the long term. And you're offering them a quality list. Well, if they sell the bundle, right? If they get 80% of, of the, all the bundles that they sell, right? So if they get 80% of all the bundles they sell, you might want to incentivize it so that they get less of a percentage of the ones they sell, but they get also a small percentage of the total. So if you can figure that out, then they're not just getting, you know, if Donna comes in, she knows, oh, Rita Marie's in that list. She has a big list. Oh, Ocean is in that. You know, she looks and goes, oh, that's really cool because I could get 10% of the total, 5% or whatever it is of the total sales. And you have to figure that out so that all your costs are covered and you make a little bit at the end of it. Right. I know there's people who are making a lot of money on these summits. Tom O'Brien does a summit. He makes close to $1 million. On selling that stuff. Of course, he has to pay commissions 50% to everybody, so it's cut in half. It's not profit. But the revenue generated when he does a summit is $1 million.
Wow.
Okay? And that's the same as for a lot of folks. And most of them are, you know, the ones that are good are generating at least 100,000. All right. And so, yeah, you have to pay out the commissions, et cetera. You don't want to be left like Bridget Danner did one and had this health talks people do it. And they kept the list and they kept a huge percentage of the profits. And she said she made like $2,000 on all the work she did.
Sucks.
Yeah. It sucks.
She worked really hard.
She worked really hard and she was so disillusioned. And even after that, Ellen Christensen said, I'm canceling my thing with them because they said I'd get the list. You check with them. No, you don't get the list. So why do a summit if you're not going to get the list?
Exactly.
Okay. So yeah, I think that if you do this as a course, because you're curriculum queen, right? You know how to lay it out. You know how to get it going. And you have a minimum number like 8, 10, you know, really good quality people. Do it once small. If it works out, you could do another one. And you could do different people. You could do larger if you want, but I would keep it small and simple because you're going to get overwhelmed with how many details there are to follow. And everything else in your business is going to have to be put on hold during that process. Everything, right?
Yeah.
It's not something you can multitask. I mean, unless you have some evergreen program that's just going on its own or some evergreen Facebook ads. But if your model is to do these launches like we talked last time, when we talked on our private call, there were specific launches that you were going to do,
yeah,
right? This is going to have its own big block to have it happen if you have too many people. If you have 6 or 8 people, not a big deal.
Right.
I know how much work it was to coordinate 6 people on just a live stream and to coordinate bonuses and all that. Right. That was a lot of work. But if that was 30 people, it would have been ridiculous.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. But I like the idea, and because I think the summit needs a fresh new model. And I'd love to hear what other people are thinking about, because I think that summit model is not working as well as it used to. Yeah.
As somebody who is suffering from the biggest case of summit fatigue and has been for over a year, last year I signed up for one summit, and the only reason I signed up was to hear Tony, Cassandra, and Steph. Those were the only interviews I listened to. I have not, I get ones. Dr. Tom is like, there was a stretch last spring and summer that I swear to God he was on at least one summit, if not two. And you know, nothing personal, but I haven't even signed up for the ones that you're on because I don't.
Oh, I'm on one a week usually.
Yeah, that's, and crazy. I don't have time. It's exactly like Steph said. You get all this free stuff and then you never freaking look at it. So it's cluttering up your hard drive. And it's like, yeah, I am so on board. It's not even funny,
right?
Because yes, well, absolutely 100%.
Mm-hmm. Now there are some summits that are super high quality that it's not same old, same old.
Yeah.
Summit was amazing.
Yeah.
If you have an opportunity to buy the downloads of that, almost every interview was phenomenal and full of great information. The betrayal, you know, it was good, but it was good for people who are not us. There was a few little things here and there that I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. And it was great for the public because it was raising awareness, but it wasn't a lot of new in-depth information. So if you can provide more specifics, more hows, because people just get overwhelmed with the information. Now what do I do? Now what do I do? Now what do I do? And if you can take them through a process of getting their gut healed, not, you know, not that you're giving them everything, they're going to be excited about the programs to take it a step deeper. And if it's 197 and they get everybody's program, they may decide, oh, well, good, I'll start with this one. And I would actually do this. I would create something that helps them to consume that bundle. And let them know up front. And with this bundle, you're going to get a little assessment checklist so that you know which of these products to start with first based on your particular needs right now.
Right.
And then they know, like, okay, I'm going to do this and then do that one and then do this one and then do this one, you know.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. I love it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. Oh, we finished early. Holy. So you still have another, you know, 20 minutes if we need to talk about anything else. Anybody else have input for anybody?
I agree the summit things are overdone. I'm not sure whether there is a way forward or whether people are going to stop buying into them. I've still got about 4 on my hard drive that I haven't even listened to one. I haven't listened to the Lyme disease one. I haven't listened to the hormone balance one from last year. And I actually won, in a giveaway, I won how to put a course together, how to put a giveaway together.
Oh, a giveaway. Yeah, yeah.
So I've got all of that somewhere on my hard drive, but I haven't even dipped into that course. Because,
yeah,
again, and those are overwhelming too, because you end up with too many free gifts on your
hardware. Yes.
And yes, if you had all the time in the world, it'd be nice to read them, but,
exactly.
You know.
But it just feels like it's too much. And if that had a theme, right? If those giveaways, instead of just being a bunch of random stuff, had a theme, had a roadmap for consumption.
Right?
Yeah, if you're a person with this is the one you need to do. If you don't have this issue, this is not one that you need.
Yeah. It was like, kind of like, seemed like one thing, but it was made up of other things. But if it seemed like one thing that actually had value instead of
exactly
30 ebooks.
It's a free online course. I mean, don't call it a summit, please. A free online course that we're doing, and I've engaged these 6, 8, 10, whatever experts to teach us the various parts of this process. The digestion is so complex. It's so complex that you're hearing this and that and you don't even know where to begin. So address their confusion right up front. We're going to take you step by step through the digestive process and help you to identify which areas need work. And then how to even go deeper with those. At the end, we'll teach you how to go deeper with the areas that you need to go deeper with. But this is going to take you through an overall gut balancing, some gut balancing suggestions. And like, I think Toni was the one that did that on her summit. It was like, have each person that you do, give like their top three action steps to do.
Right.
As a result of that, that's going to help that part or that particular condition get better. And then you just create a little booklet that they get that has that in it.
I also think it's good having the idea of the one package or whatever, because I think people are also getting wise to this idea of, like you were saying earlier, Dr. Rita Marie, about having 30 people on and people get overwhelmed. It's not just that they get overwhelmed. The interviews are over an hour long. Nobody has 7 or 8 hours a day to listen for 7, 8 days straight. So you feel obligated to buy the package.
That's the point. That's a
monetization
strategy.
Yeah, but I think people are getting smart about that and they're realizing that, oh, you tell me that some is free, but it's not really because I'm not going to get to listen to everything. So,
people are
catching on to it.
I think it's adding to people's collective overwhelm and stress. You know, I know I'm stressed about wasting those interviews that are sitting on my hard drive. I don't know about you, Diane.
Yeah, I get stressed about that stuff too.
I stick them on my phone and I listen while I run. And then I go, oh, I have 5 summit interviews. I better go run today. So it incentivizes me to exercise.
We've got the whole of the NAPT for that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we're listening to your program. So we don't have time for summits.
Right, you don't have,
Actually, I do the summits. I do the summits because with your program, Dr. Rita Marie, I have to take notes. And if I'm on the bike, I can't take, you know. So I do what you do.
But you know, you can do mine that way, but you just go back and read the once you've listened to it, you go back and you just read the transcript and highlight. So that there, and you know, you need multiple passes through when you're learning in-depth information anyway. So that's a way I would recommend that you can listen first, you can then, and then you can go back and watch it if you want to. But anyway.
Yeah, we don't need summits. We have your program, though, to be honest.
I've got a quick question. I thought that Diane's course with really short little videos and webinars was really great. I use Lisa Sasevich's model, which is based on teleseminars, and they're supposed to be 60 to 75 minutes long. Some of mine were an hour and a half, but really, I don't know that people are going to have time to sit for an hour and a half. But the I just don't know about the optimal thing for courses now, whether we should be going for more frequent, shorter snapshots in the recordings.
It depends on how engaged they are. And I think that I've got people that's down for 3 hours. We see a drop-off, sure. We see a drop-off after an hour and a half, but we have people that stay on for the thing, and you know, something just keep going because we do Q&A, and they just stay on. So I think it depends. I think that for people's attention spans, the educational pieces should be shorter. So we're looking at cutting our videos to short blurbs, but sometimes I find it hard to figure out where to cut it, right? But if you do a course and you do a half an hour of educational segment with open Q&A after that, that's another option. People like the live interaction and they respond better to the live interaction. I could teach something on the site and they go and they watch it, but if they're learning it when we're in front of, and even though they're not seeing me, but they're on, they tend to get it better. It's really interesting because people come and say, well, what about this? I'm like, it was in module 1, video 3. Okay, what about this? It was there. Oh, I thought I didn't get that. You know what I mean? So I think the shorter educational pieces are worthwhile. I still think it's not worth anybody, your time, their time, whatever, to have a short half an hour calls just because it's just not an efficient use of your time for all the setup it takes, et cetera. So half an hour of education, you know, 30 to 60 minutes of Q&A.
Yes, our calls tended to run longer because we wanted to give people, even if we only had one or two people on the call, we would give them as in-depth an answer as we could, and then sometimes it would lead to other things. So in one sense, yeah, I think we probably provided as much or more education through the Q&A calls as we did. And there, and part of that too though was also you having, suggesting that have more modules instead of cramming like two or three topics into one module, right. By spacing it out over 8 modules, we were able to keep them shorter and then provide them with the spreadsheets and PDFs and things like that. So yeah, it worked well for our program, but Allison has so much more in with the hormones and stuff that I think her modules, you know, are going to be longer just due to the nature of the program.
Yeah, and the other thing you can do, which is what we started to do with our blood sugar balancing, is we have the jumpstart steps and then the deep dives. And so, okay, here's the basics. Here's what you absolutely need to know. This may not tell you the whys and the wherefores, and that it's telling you what to do. Now, for the folks that want to go beyond the what to do, come down here. We just recently released a 1-page summary product for Sweet Spot. And it has the recipe guides, the 2-page thing that says do this for 30 days, and a shopping guide. I mean, a couple of other bonuses. But really, if the bottom line is, if they're motivated and inspired and the reason they're not doing it is because they don't know what to do, that kind of thing works perfectly. But if they're not motivated and inspired to take action, then that's where a lot of the background, you know, of when this gets out of balance, this is what it's causing in your body. When you eat Cheetos, this is what this hydrogenated fat does to your hormones, to your gut, to your brain. And then they remember all that stuff, especially if you have cool graphics of your brain on Cheetos, you know, that sort of thing. So I think that there's different learning styles, and I think there's ways that you can do both. And I like the idea of giving out the learning modules as short ones and then having connection calls. But I found that I'm finding I'm connecting more with people when I'm actually teaching them the stuff on the calls. So even if you provide a longer module that's on the site, to have a shorter module on the call. Because I found on other times when I would just make those calls coaching, then I wasn't as connected with people. They didn't, like, they had to have done the stuff. Whereas if I could summarize it down to the succinct points, these are the 5-10 points that we need to know out of that, and then go into it. So it's all a matter of figuring out your audience.
Thank you.
Does that help?
Yes, it does.
I always have long answers for short questions, so sorry about that.
That's great. That's great.
Anything else? Anybody else? You want to go around and just like one takeaway and one thing you're committed to?
I'm committed to doing my e-zine and reconnecting with people. Thank you.
Great. When are you going to do it by?
Next week.
Okay. And then you're going to commit to every 2 weeks?
Yes.
Perfect. Got it. Great. Who else?
I took away a little of everything, I think, from the advice to everyone. And I am going to reconnect to why I'm doing it, and doing the best job I can to organize a business plan for the entire year.
Great. Awesome. When are you going to do that by?
Before the end of the month.
Perfect. That's like a week and a half, 2 weeks?
Good. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, that's great. Steph?
I'm committed to reading Allison's e-zine. I'm committed to getting that list of names. I'm going to just post it on the NEPA.
The list of names of people
that I would like to look at as affiliates for when I launch my programs.
Good.
This year. Yeah.
Good. And among those would be people that you would cherry pick to be part of your event, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Yeah. When are you going to do that by?
I got to get this done by the end of the week.
Okay.
I have a list, but it's just like, these people are never going to be in my thing.
I don't care. Just put them down. I did my, just okay. To your dream list. I did that. I had like, I think I had Tony Robbins on my list. I had a lot of cool people. Deepak Chopra, I'm not going to get those people to affiliate for me, but I might, right?
Yep.
They're on my list. I may come up with some like, oh my God, you know? So just put them there. Put it out there. Put the energy out there to the universe that this is what you were looking for. And who would be willing to connect with Steph or just like on Friday send a thing that says, hey, we haven't seen it, or, oh, that was great. I'm glad you posted it. But if we haven't seen it by Friday, is somebody willing to just reach out and say a gentle nudge on the Facebook group? Nobody?
We'll try.
Okay. All right, let's try. Okay. Great. Fantastic. Thank you. And Jane, last but not least.
I'm just going to firm up my schedule with my tech crew and get all my people, I'm going to start delegating and get all that set up. So my schedule and who's doing what. Over the next month to get the campaign going. So I should have that done by the 28th.
Okay, cool. Any last things you want to add before we take off? Is there any other ways that I could support you? Any ways you'd like to see this flow differently and better? Pass it on.
No, it's great.
Cool. All right. Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.